In this bitch, man, you know what I'm saying? I was like preparing for this winter, man. I sent overseas, man, for, you know, as I said, a couple of them Japanese bed warmers. So I'm sitting here right now, man, warming up. You know, I wasn't expecting to have to feed them, though. So, you know what I'm saying? I like kind of misread the ad. I thought they was pillows that was designed and shaped like women. I didn't know they was real women. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Sweetie, how you been, sweetie? How's your weather going so far?
I'm cold. I'm feeling like I'm going to need a shot after a while. You know. You
okay.
Know,
okay.
I woke up this morning, I'm like, what the hell? Because, you know, down south where we are, it'd be 80 degrees one day, and then at night it may be 20.
Damn.
You know, on over into the next morning. So, like, that's a drastic change. You know, so we don't know whether we should be wearing leather coats or daisy dukes.
Okay. Yeah, everybody so can't be safe for body cold. Shit.
Right.
Yeah, see, that's... That's the crazy thing. You know, you be in Cali in the mall and you be seeing a chick with some Uggs on, some Daisy Dukes, and a ski coat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I just let you know, man. You know what I'm saying? Not only is the weather bipolar, but the chicks is bipolar. You know?
Wow.
You know, let me chill out, man, because I'm reckless this morning.
No disrespect to you West Coast boppers, man. Y'all go ahead and just be bipolar, man. It's all right. Even in the cold,
man,
you don't be bipolar.
Hey, it's what it is, man. You know, it's what it is. Everybody chilling and living, man. You know what I mean? Shit. You know. That's how it goes,
okay,
man. Shit, that's how it goes.
Now, you guys, we do have... Speaking to mention Jovan coming into the building at 12:30 for his interview today. And I had some problems trying to get his music over here, but he's supposed to be bringing me a CD by here, so let's hope that we can get the music in here. And
yeah, let's hope that happens, man. You know, because we need that.
Yeah.
We need your music, man. You coming through, we need your music. You know what I'm saying? You can't be you can't be like my boy, man, talking about hey, man, I know you ain't just flushed my CD, my cassette down the toilet, man. Tell me you ain't just flushed my... Come on, man. Tell me, man, you ain't just...
Yeah, for real.
Hey, man, it's dogs and then it's human, man. You know, I mean, when I say man, I mean man, man. Can't be sliding through the show with the cassette tape, man.
Fuck with me, DJ.
I'm telling you, look, man, it's that old school vibe right here, man.
I promise you. Oh my God.
I'ma slide you right this right here, man. You know, man. Hey, you know. Hey, that's my flick, though, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my flick. My boy be pumping it up. You be waiting.
He had the cat suit on, like, hey, come here, young blood. Let me holler at you right quick. Go put this in your pocket.
Yeah. Hey, he getting drunk. You know, everything is live, man. The boy going to take a piss and just dump it in the toilet. He slide through the, hey, man. Tell me you ain't just do what I think you did, man. Come on, man.
You know what?
Hey,
Lou.
He with the whooper.
Do you have any idea what I have to do in the back of them cars?
I want to be in charge.
Hey, but look, hey, the cool thing about it though, when he went to the painter, she was in charge though. She got his music out there. You know what I'm saying? She put her little suit on and she was in charge.
Oh my God. I am so scared I was out.
Whoop that trick. Whoop that.
Okay. I'm done with y'all. I promise. Okay.
Out here for a pimp. Okay, all right, let's get this going. And that is your Black History Moment, brought to you live by the God Hero.
Exactly.
He is on one today, ladies and gentlemen. So
right.
Be careful. Be careful how you pop your medication, because he is really on one today.
Yeah, step lightly, one by one, single file. Okay, listen. We want to get into our first topic, you guys, and this is a serious topic for some people in the world, and well, most people in the world. Money and friends. Now, Do you ever feel guilty for saying no to someone asking for money, even if you have it? Now, I'm going to start with DJ Sergeant Rock on that question.
No, because it depends on who the person is asking for it. And pretty much if a person is asking you for something, they got to kind of give you somewhat of a direction that they're going in for you to even think about either saying yes or no. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of brothers, they walk around with ass pockets full of money. You know what I'm saying? And they don't give nobody nothing. And these little females be on their jock in the club, and they just swearing to God that they going, you know what I'm saying, take the nigga home and do something strange for the change, and wound up getting no money. You know what I'm saying? But now, if it's a family member and they really need it, then, you know, I'm still going to do some investigating on, okay, what you really need this money for. But if it's just somebody that I know that just be bullshitting with money, and he's always fucking with me because he feel like I got it all the time, then hell yeah, I'm going to say no a million goddamn times. Shit.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. All right, hey, Rue, what do you think?
I mean, at the end of the day, man, if I said no, it was a reason why I said no. So I don't feel no guilt, no, you know, no anger, no sadness. I don't feel no type of way about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's a lot of people that I reach out to, I extend my hand to, and it's like, you know, you got the yes people. It's people I'm going to say yes to all the time. It don't even matter what they want for or whatever, because they always say yes to me. Then it's people I always say no to, because either I don't fuck with you like that or you don't burn some type of bridge with me. Then it's the maybe people.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? Those people that, you know, if you give me a good enough reason, you know, I'm going to slide you a few dollars. I know I'm not going to get it back. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to slide you a few dollars, regardless of what you say or how you give it to me. That's another thing. You know what I'm saying? Just to top off the topic, put a little dot on there before I end this. Don't never loan nobody nothing you can't afford to lose. That's the whole thing. Because you be chasing the whole people, man, about a few dollars that they ain't got. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We all have heard that. Let me get it till I get my paycheck. I'll get you right back. And then the following thing is, well, I had these bills, see? Well, you knew you was going to have them bills before you borrowed that money. This is just one of them little schemes that you came up with that was an unintentional lie, that was a blatant lie. You feel me?
Right.
It's like, that's how it go, man. You know?
Right, and then
so
let me answer that.
Let me answer that.
You knew you had bills before you got broke, so how'd you get broke knowing you got bills? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you take your money and do what's right about your money, you won't have to worry about asking nobody for no money.
See,
you'll have some money for...
Time out. People don't see you doing what's right by your money. They see you trying to do what they doing by your money. You got these people riding around here in these cars with payday loans, you know what I'm saying, on their cars, man. People riding around here, man, with these, what they call them, little car loan, they got your little ticket for your car, they got your pink slip sitting up in there, man, you riding that car.
Title
loan. You ain't got no way of paying that off, man. You just went and got that, man, you know what I'm saying, just for that, you know. So it's like, it's all kind of people around here, man, be trying to impress other people. You know, when you worried about what people see instead of what you need to do, that's where the problem come from, because you're trying to keep up with people that ain't got no bills, no responsibility. I don't understand a chick trying to dress like a chick with three kids trying to dress like a chick with no kids. You can't keep up with her, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Plus, you don't even know what she's doing to get that money to keep up with what she's doing. You just worried about what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? You don't know whether she got a daddy,
or
whatever, or if she got a whole bunch of daddies. You know, you don't know what she's doing. That's what I'm saying. So like, that's that thing. You know, you out here rugged, man, living harsh, man, trying to live luxurious when you ain't got it like that. So that's what it really comes down to. You trying to live like other people instead of living like yourself. You know.
Right.
So.
I'm gonna tell you down the story, because I got these people that I call like pocket watchers friends. Those friends that know what day you get paid, and you might not hear from the friends none that week except on payday.
Right.
Girl, what you doing? What's going on with you? I ain't heard from you all week. You ain't called me. You called me today because you know I'm getting paid. You know what I'm saying?
I have
those pocket watch people, but I'm going to tell you guys a story that happened to me one time. I had a job with my boyfriend, and we lived together also at the time. And this guy worked with us, and he came over there. He had like 4 kids. Guys, I think the oldest one may have been like 7 or 8. And he came to us, and he was like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's in the dead of winter. They about to cut the lights off. We ain't going to have no heat, you know, all this kind of stuff. So I was feeling bad. You know, so he was like, he needed $50 more to put with what he had to pay the bill. So come to find out, that's exactly how much money we had, saving $1. So we decided to lend him the money. And maybe an hour or so later, one of our friends came by the house. And they was like, I'm trying to see if you guys trying to go to the studio. You know, I just got this $50 bubble from. And he named the guy name that we work with. And I'm like, you say you did what now?
Right.
He was like, yeah, he just, you know, spent the $50 with me, and I'm trying to go to the lab. And I'm like, I know this man did not take my $50 and give them to you for no damn crack. Please, on God, agree. Tell me that this didn't just happen. So,
right.
I'm upset about the situation. And I had $1. I went down to the lottery store and I bought me a dollar lottery ticket. And I scratched the dollar lottery ticket off and I won $500 off a dollar scratch off. And
right.
I knew it was the good Lord because.
That's right.
I was about to go crazy on this man when I got to work the next day. I wasn't going to have no job. I wasn't going to have no, because I was going to go through the restaurant with every utensil I could find
right.
and beat his ass with it. But the Lord saved him. So I'm very skeptical about loaning people money, but if I give it to them, most 9 times out of 10, I'm just going to chump that up as a loss. And if I ain't got it like that, I'm not going to give it to you. It's no. I don't care if you see 30 20s in my pocket. Each one of them is accounted for. And the answer is still no.
Right.
So, you know, that's how I feel about it. I'm crazy with the spending money thing. That's just, you know, ooh, Lord, it's too hard to come by just to be giving it away. Okay.
Right. And then the person that's asking for the money shouldn't be mad that a person tells them no. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because everybody will just tell you yes. I got some partners that if you tell them no, they want to goddamn start pouting and shit. Be like, oh, man, that's fucked up, man. You know,
right.
And all this old dumbass shit. And I'll be like, nah, bro, I'm not finna get kicked out of my house. And ain't nothing in the house that I live in finna get turned off. And now one of y'all niggas. Nah, who gonna help me?
Well, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So... don't expect nobody to feel for you just because they telling you no, like they supposed to change their mind. Because when I say no the first time, it's going to be no the second time, the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, the sixth time, and the seventh time.
I ain't telling you no but one time. The next time I'll be looking at you like you speaking a different language. The third time I'm going to be asking you to get somewhere. And the fourth time, if you don't know which direction to get to, I'm going to turn you and point you in that direction. And then if you're too stupid to understand that, you dig what I'm saying, then I'm going to, you know, try to joggle your memory and help you understand who you came to ask some money for in the first place.
He's going to turn you in the direction. He's going to turn you around in the direction to the door.
Yeah, man.
And you just
if you know me well enough, if you know me well enough to ask me for money, then you know me. So all that bullshit that you done just fed me while you sitting here, you smoking a blunt. You walk up to me with a blunt in your hand.
Blunt in your mouth,
or you
right.
sit down across from me at the table and roll up a blunt. Cut open a cigar, put your little stuff, do your little licking and sticking. You might be one of them little fly bait cats that got the little tiny bottle of honey in your pocket or something. You know, you going through all this in front of me, buy that shit up, look at me knowing I don't smoke and be like, yeah, man. Think you could... slide your boy about 50, man, till next... No. No, because I'm looking at you in your eyes while you was rolling. I'm knowing that's like at least your second one, so that's $10 you just blew. You feel what I'm
right.
saying? So, you know what? No, take that back. $12, because you paid $1 for them cigars, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't one of them buy-by-the-box type of Negroes. You're going to go up there and give them that $1 every time. They going to make $10 off a box of cigars off you every time. You know what I'm saying? So when I tell you no, man, it's like it's no. You know, and don't tell me, don't make, don't be one of them people that come back after a few times and be one of them old fuck ass nah.
Right.
Why you even fix your mouth to ask me for that?
Right.
Amen.
Right. Because people will run your blood pressure up and make you snap out like this. People will run your blood pressure.
I'm a foul nigga, man. You really need $50 that bad? Look, man, my dog's house out there need cleaning out, man. I ain't got out there to do it in a little bit. You knock that down, man, I got $50 for you. You know, you can do something,
right.
Lord. I got shit always need doing. I'll put you to work. You know what I'm saying? I'll put you to work. If you need it that bad, I'll put you to work. But if you're not willing to do no work, then you know, man, you don't want that. You don't want
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I got this friend. It's so funny. He, his nephew lives with him. And when I tell you he's a grown nephew, he's a good and grown nephew. And he's like, you know, he tried to get him, he tried to bring an application. He tried to get him up in the morning to go to job interviews. And he like, man, I don't feel like getting up. And I'll be like, you won't get the hell out of here. And I got through dashing water on his ass. I bet you he'd got up out of bed. That would not even been no option. You know.
I'm finna set a piece of paper on fire, come in there outside the door with the smoke and holler, fire, fire, fire. When he grab his shit and get up out there, I'm gonna be, come on, man, get in the car. They say we got to clear the area. When we stop and we in front of the unemployment office, you know what I'm saying? He gonna know what the fuck is up. You know. Like, if you need a ride home, you know, like, you can, and I'm gonna tell you, you got two choices, man. You can go around to the back and get your shit out the trunk and go somewhere, or you can go on in there, fill out this little paperwork, and come on back. I'll give you a ride home, man. You know what I'm saying? Choices is yours. I ain't putting you out. I'm giving you the opportunity to choose to leave.
Right.
You know,
I know that's
you've been
right.
in here eating free.
So,
I don't play that shit, though, man. I really don't got time for that, man. I remember you told me the time about the boy, man, when you asked the brother where he was on the way to when he asked for the cigarette. Like, hey, man, where you, oh, man, I don't want no motherfucking job. How you don't want no job? You ain't got no cigarettes. You ain't got nothing. You don't want to do nothing. How you don't want to do nothing? How a nigga just is not comfortable? Not a nigga. How a grown-ass human being, male, female, or undecided, I mean. How you don't want to earn your own bread? How you want to live off of other people? You know what I'm saying? How you want to live off of other people, man, and you grown?
Right.
I mean, I know some fired up little hustlers, man. They 13, 14 years old, man. And their mama's just like, just hold on, baby. You get a job when you're 16, but I want to do some stuff now. Because you say no to too much stuff I want. And I know I can get it if I get out there. You know, little young entrepreneurs, man, when you see them, they always got something for sale, something they done made, something they done designed, something they done did something with, man. So it don't make no sense to me. It don't make no sense to me, man. You know what I'm saying?
You got to pay what you
need. We done hijacked Tweety B topic, man. She was about to change it a minute ago, but, you know, a good story came to us. So, you know, we can slide on to the next topic, man.
Hey.
Hirsch. Okay, you guys, this is our old school Saturday. So, as you know, well, the people that do follow me, I have been recording some music with some terrific artists all over the world. I've never seen them, never met them. It's kind of like a karaoke thing, but it's cool. So I'm going to play a song from that. It's an old school cut, you guys, Nat King Cole, and I did Natalie's part on Unforgettable. So I'm going to play a little bit of that for you guys. I rarely play my music, but you're going to get a little whiff of it today. So hang on tight. Don't go nowhere. More grown folks business. Saturday, and it's so cold.
What you are,
unforgettable.
Never be someone been more.
Unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore.
Christmassy and shit. Man, make a motherfucker want some eggnog.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know what, Tweety B is so diversified in her portfolio. You know what I'm saying? She be rapping on your ass one minute, then turn around and sing some Nat King Cole on your motherfucking bitch ass. You know what I'm talking about? See, y'all don't know about Tweety B like we know Tweety B. You know what I'm saying? She's multi-talented. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. We be trying to get it going on here and shit. Y'all wait, I'm going to play my country songs I got for y'all too, y'all. I got some country songs I recorded the other day. I probably played them this week.
She got some twang music out there, Ruth. She got some twang music.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. You know, she be doing her do, man.
All of it is not sad. All of it is not.
You know how
Tweety
be getting,
man. Country.
Right.
Yeah.
She find a new app and be lost off the planet. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, man.
Maybe have to send sonar, radar. You know what I'm saying? And all kind of other shit to find out.
Okay.
All right, you guys. We're going to get into our next little topic. And I was just notified. We tried to get this music to work, and we can't get this music downloaded. So what we're going to do is reschedule Secret Dimension Jovan to come back on to the show when we can get his music played and give him a proper interview. All
right.
That's what we're going to do. And our next topic is, would you date someone taller than you? So, Heyru, could you date a taller Amazon woman?
I mean, see, I ain't got no problem, man. You know what I'm saying? I love climbing trees since I was a boy, man. You know what I'm saying? I was 5, 6 years old. I mean, you know me, man. It ain't. I mean, it ain't nothing to me, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, at the end of the day, man, if she look nice, man, there's something about her, man, that draw me to her physically, and then we talking, and you know what I'm saying, all the rest fall into place. I mean, you know, that's irrelevant, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie, though. You know what I'm saying? I draw my line at too short. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't, you know, built a certain type of way, man, because, you know, I can't be looking like I'm walking around with no kid. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, no disrespect, but I couldn't do the little people thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just not me. I don't knock it. I know some cats who can, but I just can't. You know, it's not that they not attractive. None of that. It's just not my thing. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like, I mean, height, that's not, you know, that's like irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? When you say bigger than me, you know, I'm just, as long as we clarifying taller, it's like, you know, hey, man, I don't got no problem with that, man. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, man, hey. Lord have mercy.
I'm telling you. So okay. What do you think?
I conquer mountains.
I never thought height had anything to do with anything, but you know, with some people it does. I mean, I'm 6'1", so I'm tall already. So if a woman is, you know, either up to my height or taller than me, I've had you know, girlfriends and dated women that was tall as fuck, because you know, some of them were on the basketball team in high school, and you know, they was athletic, running track and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, height is not even a question with me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I have a thing for taller men. You know, like, I just...
Oh, what do for some strength?
I can't do this for man. I cannot do... If I put on a pair of heels, I don't want to be extremely taller than you. That is so fucking off to me.
Now... But Tweety, though, you got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Men don't wear high heels. So, you know, we wear flats.
They got to be tall. Like, I'm 5'4". Okay?
Yeah, but you don't want to be a giant over your dude is what you're saying.
Right. In a pair of heels, we should be either, you know,
boom, boom, boom.
So, yeah, I don't like the extremeness of me, you having to look up at me like, you know, what you want to eat.
Okay,
it's not everybody, it's just me. And we have some callers on the line, 5971-6250. I do see you on the line. We're going to get you in here into the studio in just a minute for your thing, but this is what I want to know. Fella, who pays for the first motherfucking date in 2016? The independent woman or the man? What do you think?
I think it depends on who initiates the date and sets it up. Because whoever initiates the dates and sets it up is obviously accommodating for everything. If a woman calls me and says, hey, get dressed, we going out to eat, and I didn't tell her that we was going out to eat somewhere, then obviously she's got her thing together and she knows where we're going. You know what I'm saying? It's not a big deal with who pays for the first date with me. But as etiquette, a man is supposed to do that. But I've seen women do that, so I don't see a problem with whoever does it first.
Right. Okay. Hey, Rue, what do you think?
I mean, if you ask me out, you feel what I'm saying? And I really don't want to go out with you when you ask me out repeatedly, then you know what I'm saying? It's like I go out, you know, and let you pay. But if you somebody I'm dealing with and you ask me out, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm not going to go if I can't afford to pay. Not because I'm not respecting your desire to pay, but it's like when the check come, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you that heartbeat to reach for it. When you reach for it, I'm going to get it and pay for it. I just wanted to know that you asked me out and was genuinely willing to pay for it in 2016. Now, if you a regular chick and you say, hey, man, I want to do something, you know what I'm saying? They got this new place opened. To me, that's a suggestion. And if I can't afford to pay, and I'm not going to take you out, and I'm not even going to comment on it. You feel what I'm saying? One thing that I don't do, and even if we friends, I don't do the splitting the check, man. You feel what I'm saying? I don't do the we go in Dutch. I mean, if I don't do all of that shit. It's like if it's three of us, man, and we go out to eat and something like that, and the check is $90, I don't care, man, if I ate $10 worth of shit, I'm putting 30 up there plus whatever the tip is. You feel what I'm saying? It's just how I see shit. You know what I'm saying? That's because there's three of us and we out there being friends and shit. Are we going out? Or if I take y'all out, I don't got no problem paying for that. But at the end of the day, man, it's like the whole modern woman thing and shit. I mean, that's cool, and I respect that, and I like a female, man, who is progressive. But at the end of the day, man, it's like I just feel like she can pay if she want to pay, man. You dig what I'm saying? I don't knock it, but at the end of the day, man, you know, and I keep saying the end of the day because at the end of the day, I'm that dude. I'm going to pay for it. You feel what I'm saying? If not with the dinner, then something else. You dig what I'm saying? I'll spend that on the way out. I might spend what the dinner costs on some flowers or something, man, giving them flowers or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to me, I'm going to pay for it some kind of way. You feel me? Right. I mean, it's just, it's always been my thing. I've always been the man, as far as like when it comes to that. The only reason I'm letting the chick that keep asking me out to pay is because either, you know what I'm saying, she's somebody cool, but it's like I like the nature of our relationship as it is, meaning us being friends or what have you, and I don't see nothing wrong with a friend taking another friend out to eat. You dig what I'm saying? Right. Other than that, it's not no way that I'm genuinely interested in a female, and she asked me out more than once or twice, and I keep saying no. You know, I'm not one of them chase me type of dudes. You know what I'm saying? I really don't like that. You know, so I mean, nah. I mean, 2016, man, ain't nothing changed, man. You know, the man still supposed to be the man. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, all of this other stuff, that's for these other people, man, to keep saying this year's this, who do this and who do that. Man, you know, I don't mind a female initiating sex, but I'm going to always be the initiator of sex. I'm going to always open your door. I'm going to always pull your chair out. You dig what I'm saying? I don't smoke, but if I got a lighter, I light your blunt. I'm not finna light no cigarette. You dig what I'm saying? I'm going to pour your drink. I'm going to do those things. You dig what I'm saying? That's what a man supposed to do, no matter what year it is. If it's motherfucking 2216. And all you got to do to light something, do something, to pay something is to bat an eye. I'm going to bat an eye and do that, whatever that's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
No, I ain't going to let go of the fact that there are some headstrong women out there that actually take pride in doing for someone, regardless of what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody wants to feel good about what they do. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, to me, if a woman wants to take me out, and I don't have to spend a coin, she already automatically knows that at the end of the day, I'm not expecting her to do that. She's doing that because she wants to do that. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you know it's genuine. You know what I'm saying? Because if I don't ask for nothing or ask for too much and you still want to do it, then that means you actually like me to even want to take me out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we real cool people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't mind it. I really don't. Because I've been around with a lot of women that like to pay half. It don't matter what they doing. I'm paying half on everything. Okay, no problem.
I don't mind paying. I don't mind. If I suggest it, I don't mind paying. Or if I suggest it, I'm going to make sure I have enough to cover. You know what I'm saying? Me and you, if it comes to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I suggest the date or what have you. So, I don't know. That was just, you know, so we're going to go to the phone line now and see what some of the people's thoughts are. 6250 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hey, what's going on, grown folks? Being the GFB for life, it's your boy D. Ham.
Hey, D. Ham.
The bar killer. The Facebook bar killer.
Okay. What is really going on?
Oh, man, you know, man, I'm just over here chilling, you know what I'm saying? Had to come back up from down under.
So, So you you doing all this rapping online, I see, so should we be expecting a CD or some
Look, man, I just be joking, man. Y'all don't take me for serious with all of that right there, man. I have time, man. I be bored a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But then sometimes I see some stuff and I just feel like, you know, I need to speak on this real quick, right? I really be fucking with Kevin Hart when I do that. I like Kevin Hart when he do Chocolate Drop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I fuck with Kevin. I got that. That's where I got that from. Kevin Hart with the dropper. He be funny. I don't necessarily be. I be funny in my own way. You know, I know what I mean. You know, I know what I mean when I be saying ass stuff I say. But
right, of course, you need to know what you talking about. Goddamn.
No, I'm saying the people who is too. They know what it mean too. They just don't say nothing.
Get some clarity going on here. You thought your ass getting ready to drop a mixtape, nigga. Shit.
Oh, man, you know, man. No. I wish. I need it.
So what's been going on, D? What's been up to you? What's happening out there in Texas?
It's cold in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
That's
wake up. I ain't used to 34 degree weather and shit. Not down here in Dallas, though. We ain't used to that type of shit like that. So it's real, real cold. So it's just like a lot of in the house shit going on. You know, other than going outside and go to work. You know, it's the in the house thing. I like going outside and making a nice little fire in the fire pit, you know, but no, I can't do that. I can't do that either. It don't do it fast enough for me. It don't warm me up fast enough, you know. They try to, you know, in my house, it's a rule. You can't smoke in the house. So, you know, I don't like that. I don't like that rule. So, you know, I'm exercising my non-smoking clothes got going on. No, not the greenery. I still smoke greenery. It ain't gonna stop.
You can smoke greenery in the house. You can smoke greenery in the house, or you can't smoke greenery in the house.
That is to the discretion. No. Well, you know, this is a weed friendly house, so we pretty much smoke the greenery in the house. You know, you want to try smoke cigarettes, you got to take that outside. So, you know, we put cigarettes on the shelf. We try to make everybody stop smoking cigarettes. We out in here talking about we need to stop. Okay, this is how we going to stop. You got to go outside and smoke that motherfucker. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I promise you before the Lord, I have been in at work. When I worked in Ohio in -5 degree weather outside trying to smoke a motherfucking cigarette on my break. And when I tell you, I might take one puff off of that
puff
and be like, fuck, this cigarette is too cold out here.
It's too cold.
So it will help you quit. It'll help you quit now.
Hey, but, to your question that you asked, listen, man, I done already figured out 2016 women. I done figured out 2,000 women. So this is the thing. Me personally, I don't have that problem about who going to pay first. When I was doing that, you know, I've been married for the last 2 years, so ain't no more dating. But when I was, I just straight up with you. Look, all I got to offer you is my love. I don't got nothing else. I got my love. If you want to go out, you got to pay for that. I got my love to offer you. I ain't got nothing. Well, so when that check comes and you be looking at me, I'm going to look at you and say, remember, I told you. I ain't got nothing but my love to offer you. You don't want to go out. That's how we doing,
ready to beat your ass after this show go off, man. God,
hey man, I'm gonna tell y'all one thing, man. You brothers who thinking about getting married, I'm gonna tell you, tell the woman that you want to marry something you don't like about her. Watch how quick she get that ring back. Tell you that right now. Watch how quick she get that.
See, this why we ain't heard from your ass in a little while now, baby. Watch what you say.
I'm cool now.
He got a sign with some writing on it. I'm just joking. I'm just my. This ain't even me. This D Hank. This ain't me, baby. This D. Radio person.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Rude, D Hank walk around with a sign that say, I tried to not do it. I damn sure tried to not do this shit.
He got a sign.
He holding up a sign in the house right now that's big enough for his wife to see before she get in that room. It's just a radio show.
I'm just playing. This is just for radio.
Because he for sure is married, so he ain't told her nothing. He don't like, you might not be perfect, baby, but you perfect for me. You perfect for me.
I ain't nothing wrong with you.
I love my wife.
You
don't got no flaws but the Negro you married, baby. You perfect.
That's it. That nigga said some true shit. I know I'm her flaws. I be looking at her every day like, well, I don't know how you feel.
Hey, we used to be on the show doing our thing, man. D'll say something kind of crazy or something like that. He'd be like, D-Ham that fell off the line. He'd get back up. You hear a chair scoot. He'd be like, I don't know what's wrong with my service out here in Texas. You know, they
blow the train.
He ain't called then.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. My wife listened to the show too, so I be knowing.
Yeah, you be, yeah,
she be hearing all that stuff that I be saying. She be listening, so she'll come in and tell me. You know, she done said a couple. Oh, so you gonna get on there and say all that? I was like, come on, you know.
Hey, I don't know why you hashtag that shit, because that's just something for them to say when they hitting you. GFB for life, huh? GFB.
Bars, huh?
Oh, my God. All right, D-Ham, I want you to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, find you, follow you, and get a hold of your information on.
Hey, man, I just got a Facebook. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I'm not no social-ass nigga. You want to talk to me, come meet me in my face. Call me on the phone or something. You know? I do not do social network. Married men should not do social network. I promise.
Man, yes, the fuck you do.
It
you
is not good for you.
Social media.
That's all I do is put bars on the social media. I don't say nothing else to know.
That's all you're supposed to do. That's all you're supposed to do. We make it like watching you.
D-Ham. This Saturday is old school Saturday, and I'm going to play this track just in case anything go wrong. Just for you, baby.
He don't mean no harm, Miss D. Ham.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. It's not warm when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away, wonder this time where he's gone. Wonder if he's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. in this house just ain't no home. In his eyes, he goes away.
With his little whiskey and shit, you know. Whatever
right,
it is,
right.
But he sound extra, like, you know, if I was his family, I'd be suing about that. I know they probably got lost licenses to that song or something. But, oh, Lord. Because you was killing it, but you know what I'm saying. It was just like, he said,
yeah, Tweety vocals, Tweety vocals sound good as fuck. Tweety vocals sound good as fuck.
Yeah. Because, no, I heard a couple of them she done done, man, with a few other people, man. And some of them people be on there, man, like, you know. Not be doing
you,
karaoke, man. Friends,
you,
don't let friends drunk karaoke, man. Well, don't
you know what,
though, karaoke unless they drunk.
Tweety B is the only person that I hear, you know, touching on music the way she do, and it does. She don't even require that many overdubs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, I've seen her do, you know, ad lib here and there on another track, but she don't even. Her voice is just so clear, and it's just that clean.
Look,
she don't even need a whole bunch of overdubs. You know what
I'm
saying?
I done told her a couple of times, man. She ought to go ahead on and audition for The Voice, but she thinking that they looking for some type of commercial shit, which they not really looking for. They be looking for that unique, something different, and they ain't got
right.
an age requirement on there, man. The Voice is where you need to be going, because you sing all different types of music, and that's what
right.
the challenges really be about. You know what I'm saying? How many different genres can you cover, man, and still sound good? Because they be having some of them brothers up there, man, trying to battle with a dude singing some gospel music or some country music and be like
right.
kind of getting ate up. And it's other
right.
people, man,
right.
that can cross the genres. People that can cross genres be the ones be winning. You be seeing them people up there, man, looking like, you know, some chick with super light skin with gigantic freckles, man, and a big head full of
right.
red hair all over the place. That dress
right.
is unique, man, with eclectic taste that be winning, man, or at least they be into the last two or three. You know what I'm
right.
saying? It's like at,
right.
at the end of the day, if it's a, what they consider to be a cute young white guy on any singing show, he's always going to win because young white girls vote. Period, point blank. They always
right.
vote. That's what happens.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
if somebody, man, who's older, different looking, man, sings with a voice that, like, you can't really tell who this person looks like, what they sound, you know, what they are, man, until you know what I'm saying, until you see them, not their voice.
Right.
It's like, there it is. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I be telling you, man, you need to go on and try out, but you think it's going to be something special. You think it's politics, you think. But I'll be watching the show, man. That's one of the few shows I like, because you don't never have, it's one of the few talent shows where you don't see ridiculous shit. You have to make it through
right.
the auditions to get to the auditions. It's none of that, you know, that what's that shit used to be, the American Idol, where you come up there and you see somebody making an ass out they self. It's like your friends ain't got to tell you can't sing. You're not even going to make it up here for us to find out you can't sing. You know what I mean? It's not going to be none of that. You got to make it through some stuff. You know.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I never rule it out. I may do it sometime in the future, maybe. And I don't know. It's just something about music competitions and me. I don't know what it is.
Life is a competition, man. Just every single day. Everything you do
is
a competition. Who get up who get to the toaster first? You know what I'm saying? Who get to the dough first? Who got shotgun? You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah.
Who driving?
Right.
Who washing dishes? Who going to do what? I mean, everything is a competition, whether you acknowledge it or not. It's like, man, I try to eat.
Right.
You know, you got people, I'm going to try to finish eating first, so you drop the last dish in the thing. It's like you almost obligated to wash the dishes. You know what I'm saying? It's all
right.
these different little competitions that we're going through in everyday life, we might well get involved in one where we can win something. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
It's like,
right.
hey, don't.
Absolutely.
You know, you got kids,
okay,
you got family,
gonna
you got get... all this stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And
you know,
God,
so
leave me that
just
away.
Consider,
that's the way I go.
yeah.
But right now, we're going to get into these sports, and we're going to get to our next caller, but we're going to hear from Big Bird with our sports right now.
Yeah. What's happening, people? It's a beautiful Saturday out here, man. Beautiful Saturday. I'm looking up at the sky right now, and the sky is just blue. Ain't no clouds nowhere, but it's colder than a motherfucker. So how I look ain't shit compared to the way it feels. But it's a Saturday we all up. We blessed to be up. We blessed to be above the ground, man. It's Strong Folks Business Sports Report. It's your boy Bird. Check it out, man. It's going down right now. Today is the day that the Heisman Trophy is giving up. You know what I'm saying? To the best college player in the game. And I already know they're going to probably give it to Lamar Jackson. But he got a couple guys that's coming up trying to snatch it from a punter. One being Deshaun Watson, Clemson. And he had a very strong last half of the season. So when you got a guy like Lamar Jackson, man, and he plays at Louisville. The guy has 30 touchdowns passing and 21 rush. The guy was a quarterback and had 1,500 yards on the ground, 21 touchdowns. Them numbers that'll win are higher for a running back, period, without the passing number. So imagine what they're going to do with him. They're going to probably try to get that man too high. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just how much work you did for that team to put them on the map. They almost got into the championship. So big up, man, to whoever wins the Heisman this evening. And also, we got the championship games are coming up, man, in 2 weeks from tonight, from today. You got number one seeded Alabama. You got the number two seed Ohio State. You got number three seed Clemson. Deshaun Watson, who I spoke about earlier. And then we got the number four seed being Washington out of the Pac-12. And it's going to be very interesting, man. And I'm trying to tell y'all, be very mindful and pay attention to this Washington team. This Washington team could really do some damage. I think this is the only team out there that really has everything that it takes to beat Alabama. And that's the team Alabama has to play first. So y'all pay attention to that game, man, because it's going to be very interesting. All right, going on to basketball. Last night, the Atlanta Hawks. I know a lot of people in Alabama and Georgia fuck with them Hawks, so I speak on the Hawks a lot. But the Hawks came back from the 20-point deficit in the third quarter to beat Milwaukee, who had been one of the hottest teams in the league previously last night, and they came back and won the game by 4 points. It was a tremendous game by those guys. Man, those guys, they didn't stop fighting. They kept pushing. So I said, that's what you should do with an NBA team. You got heart. You got any pride about yourself, you go out there and you fight. But pretty much, man, after that, it pretty much ain't really nothing else popping in the sports game today, man. So I'm just going to leave it there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tweety B, man. Grown Folk Business. You know, this your boy Verb, man. Shout out to my crew, Red Clay, man. We got some new shit dropping. We'll get back with y'all on that later. We're going to drop y'all an exclusive copy of the new shit. You know what I'm saying? But y'all have a beautiful Saturday, man, and enjoy your day.
Yo, what up? It's your boy DJ Soko, that Florida boy, and I'm always rocking out with my baby girl, Tweety B, on Grown Folks Business Saturdays, every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on Grindhard Radio. If you're missing out, you losing. And you know this?
All right, you guys, we're going to take our next caller. 5971 is the last four of the digits that we've had.
You got the gray Dawoo. Salute to all.
Hey, Dawoo.
Hey, what's happening? Dawoo in the building.
That's right. Salute to the God, Hey Woo, because we both gods. You know what I mean? So I'm going to give him my respects. He always got mad jewels to spit, man, and I fuck with that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I have a special person, CD Bird. I want to tell you something, okay?
Okay.
She been listening to your music. So hold on, okay? Listen.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie, you got a fantastic voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Yes, yeah, I really enjoyed it. You need to really cut some records, I mean, some CDs or something, because I sure would buy them.
Oh, well, I'm going to get one of this for you. All right.
I'm David's mom, and we were outside, and he said, listen to this, Mom. And I said, holy smoke. She sounds good. I've got to tell her.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the one with Nat King Cole. Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
Wow.
I think I'm going to actually go to the studio and record that one.
It would be a hit. It would be a hit. And I'll take it to WPFW radio station.
Thank you.
Howard University Radio.
So much.
Yeah, it's Howard University Radio.
See what
okay,
I'm saying?
Honey, I'm going to give you back to my son.
Okay, thank you so much.
That's
you're
what's
welcome.
Up. That's what's up, man. That love right there.
Yeah, I had to let my mom heard that Nat King Cole joint, and my mom loved it, man. You know, my mom been following me since I've been following y'all. You know, my mother believes
right.
in my talent. She believes in what I believe in. And when she,
right.
you know, when you play the old school Saturday, you know, my mom's 70 years old. And when she heard that joint and went to joint with the Dean Martin, it just touched her heart. So I was like, Mom, you gotta say something to show her love that what she doing.
Yeah.
So that's
aww,
all.
That is so sweet.
Yeah,
Mom
ain't no joke, man. My mother ain't no joke. My mother taught me morals and principles of women, and I follow her jewels every day. You know what I mean? And I just want to recap real quick. Can I recap real quick? Because I've been listening since about 12:14.
Okay.
when y'all was talking about like how people live with people and how brothers want money for free, and Hey Woo was on point, because I've been dealt with a lot of stuff like that. And Hey Woo, all to the side, you would be my right hand man, because I love working for money. You know what I mean? I ain't no type of nigga want dish outs and handouts. So I be
right.
doing your whole house at work. I be doing your whole house outside, inside, all that. So I just want to let you know that. Because I done been through, yeah, I done lived with people, man. They, you know, I done pay rent, pay food, took care of people in the house.
Yeah.
Built their house. And
yep.
they just don't show no love. It's like
right.
when you, live with people, listen, this is all real talk. When you live with people, man, it's like they don't appreciate what you do because of the little things you do because you don't have your own shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's
right.
like they don't appreciate the good things you do. You know, and I lived in a house with some peoples, and I rented a whole basement out. And they ain't give me no respect. You know, they move anybody in the basement with me. I'm like, who is that? You know what I mean? So it's like I've been through the rough living with people. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I ain't no rich nigga. I ain't no fake. You know what I mean? Money falls from heaven to me. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, when y'all was on that topic, it really touched me because I've been through that shit. You
right.
know what I mean? And I'm a type nigga, I can't hustle because I'm going to jail. You know what I mean?
Right.
I already
right.
know that. Niggas ain't going to let me hustle.
Right.
You know what I mean? They know my knowledge. They know my power. They know all that. So I know what they know. So I know I can't hustle no more. Can't steal no more. Can't rob niggas no more. Because if I go to jail, you ain't going to see me no more. You
right.
know what I mean? So it's like
right.
I have to work to get my dollars. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like the brokest nigga out of the whole cipher. But I still show love. Like you was talking about the man selling black and miles get $10. They do that shit all day in D.C. They sell a
wow.
cigarette for 50 cents, right? And, you know,
that's
you have 20 cigarettes in a pack. They make $10 a pack. You know what I do? I smoke Jacks. Sometimes, you know, in D.C. it's like $8, $9 a pack, right? Shit, you know what I do? When I go on the street and I need me a Jack, I got me $1, $2, you know what I do? I give 50 cents to each single man that's selling one. So I'm breaking bread with my money with all the cigarette men. So when I need one without no money, a nigga going to give me one for free.
Right,
you
right.
So
right.
I master the middleman position. That's what I
yeah.
do. You know what I mean? So that's on that topic. Now, the topic with the tall girls, I do not discriminate. I don't care if a woman 400 pounds. If she got a brain, if she got some knowledge up top, I love you. Me and dumb people don't get along. I be arguing. You know what
right.
I mean? You got dumb. When I'm talking about dumb motherfuckers, a motherfucker that's walking the earth, just existing, don't know nothing. You know
right.
what I mean? And I hang around a lot of pretty girls. You know what I mean? And they think because they so pretty, because niggas yeast their head up like that, that a nigga got to do something for them. You got Dawu fucked up. If you don't got no knowledge, you can't even get in my lane. Man, you can get a dick, though. So you might not see me the next day. You know what I mean? You know, I'm from D.C., man. I got a lot of cluckerhead females I hang around with. You know what I mean? And they only got a GED, but they want to tell a nigga something. You know?
Oh, shit.
All they got is they booty between their legs, and they got a little nice shaped body, but they don't got nothing up top. And see, that's their downfall, and that's why they get tricked out in the street. That's why the hustling niggas go kick it with them for a minute. Once they figure them out, pow! You know what I'm saying? So I just had to put that on blast because I deal with a lot of women, man, and they off the hook. Women, these 2016, it's off the hook. That's why I got to go to Howard University or Georgetown University and find me a joint. You know what I mean? Straight up. You know, I just can't deal with no dumbass females no more. I just can't do it, man. I just, you know. They bring you down.
Hey, Dawuza, you go to the school and get one, goddammit.
You got to. You got to see dumb ass females. I'm sorry. You really do. You know, and they're so dumb, they'll let a nigga trick them out. You know, and I talk to a lot of females, they always complain about their boyfriend. Now, you can go out, give no disrespect, give a nigga some booty. For free, But you come at the house broke as shit, asking me for some money. You know what I mean? They do that all the time. You know? All they want is weed, weed, weed. They'd rather have a J than eat food. That's just the real shit. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all put the topic out there, so I had to be real. I'm like you, hey, Wu. I'm saying there ain't no cut cards. You know what I mean? And I love y'all show, man, because y'all keep it real. You know,
man,
what I mean?
They ain't having sex for no sex in this day, man. Come on, man.
I'm telling you, man. That's how they be. Especially the young girl. That's why I'm not attracted to young women. Because I got to argue with them. You know, they mad because I don't want to fuck them. No disrespect. How you going to be mad because I don't want to fuck you, but I still give you, I buy you curry, y'all. Give you a J. Give you a Jack. They calling me double, all the way down the block. But where your nigga at that you was staying with the other day? You know, where he at? When I used to rent a basement out there, my people's house, it's a lot of females, you know, kick it there, it's cool. But then they want to go be with their man, but they want to come lay in the bed with me. First thing I say, you just drop your ass in the shower. And you fucked up. You know what I mean? So I understand what y'all talking about. Hey, who know what time it is, man?
Man, you need to write a book.
Niggas
man.
Always
you
got their hand out. They hand out. They hand out.
You need to write a book about all that, man. You know,
man, I'm putting my
name. You know,
get to say on my new track.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
This is a dog. It'll be a top seller, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it is what it is.
Hey, look, I got a title for you, man. Life in the Basement, man. Bitches ain't.
Nah, you know what they need to do? They need to put me in the basement.
That's a
they need to put me in the back room. They need to put me in the back room and the basement. I'm a blast of mic. Yeah, you know the back room is in the basement. That's what they need to put Dawg Wu at. You know what I mean? Because I got a lot of shit to say. I'm sitting here, dog, in the lab out the country. In the lab. I'm a blast, niggas. I'm sorry. I'm just putting that on blast right now. You can't run tight, bury the mic. Because I'm going to blast your ass. That's why I don't have it on Facebook slip. Because I'm going to blast your ass. You know, I don't write music. I don't write my lyrics. Because like, it's like, everything I think of, I write it. It's like I'm going to say it any fucking way. But that's why I just, you know, I just so like, look. I know y'all on the time. I ain't going to take all your time. But it's like this. It's like this. Motherfuckers can be anything with a pen and a pad. Real talk, but
right.
when you use the pad and you speak it from your heart, so it's like it's a whole different ball game, and that's
right.
Why a lot of brothers that think they're writing, they gotta write, they all on their BlackBerry spitting all their BlackBerry this and that. See, that's called freestyle of writing. You understand? But you got some niggas in the cut, dog, don't need none of that, and they're gonna blast your ass. You know what I mean? Plain and simple. You know what I mean? And I'm one of them. And you know, back in the day, Tweety used to play my music and shit. Just like you said, hey, well, I rush. You was right, I rush like shit. You know what I mean? Because my knowledge is I used to always support all radio stations, support all underground radio stations without no music. I used to call in just like this. So I figured if I support them, when I do make my music, they'll play my shit. And that's exactly what happened. You know what I mean? So now
right.
It's like, you know, that was back when I was only 34, 35 years old. I'm 42 now. So I'm in a whole different stratosphere. You know what I mean? And it's like, I love y'all radio station, man. I love y'all support. You always click a nigga in. You know, and that's what I'm trying to show my comrades that's into the music. You know, most of my people I know, they want battle rap. They want battle rap. You're not going to get rich battle rapping. You're just not.
You might make $1,000.
You know, you might make $1,000 because you won. But where is it going to be at? It might be in Las Vegas. It might be in California. You know, it might be in Texas. It's going
to
take you $1,000 to make it.
Money just to get back. Either way you go, you're going to spend that same money just to get back home.
So that's why I be trying to tell my... that's why I be trying to tell my artists, man, your talent is in your music. Fuck a battle rap. That's why when I battle rap, I'm blazing niggas. I'm going to talk about your mama, your daddy, your auntie, all that. They might shoot me outside. You know what I mean? That's why fried and mashed to the bone. They sent the footage. You know what I mean? So it's like, I got a lot of shit on my chest right now, man. So I'm going to just put in my music.
Back
you know what I mean?
Mama, your daddy, your kids, greet the grandma,
your baby, your little son, all that. You know what I mean? I don't got no cut cars. You know what I mean? So I'm glad y'all clicked me in. Let me speak my mind, man. And that's why I love this show. And y'all talking about
the
old
man,
school.
Since you're here, you're on the line with us now. We're going to get into our next topic, so you might as well go ahead and speak on that, too.
Okay.
This is our final topic for the evening, guys. Is it ever okay for a single person to have a conversation with a married person on social media?
I can't believe you said that shit.
Whether it is innocent or not.
Oh,
so what
man.
Does that mean?
Man, this is just too wide to say. This is just too wide to fuck over. God damn.
Is it okay? Is you guys feeling okay for single people to chop it up with married folks?
I mean, if you really know one or the other, I mean, because I got friends that I grew up with and they're married. And we know each other, and we're friends on Facebook because we all come up in elementary school, junior high school, and shit like that. So, you know, if everything's cool and it's on the up and up, then, yeah, it's cool. But now, I'm not finna just engage in no conversation on no social media anyway. Like, social media, you're not gonna get no conversation out of me because it's gonna take too long to type all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what type of conversations you talk about, Tweety B. You might need to specify.
That's right.
Like, is any conversation okay for single and married people to have? Now, me personally, my inbox may be different than a lot of people in the world.
Oh, you talking about inboxing? I thought you meant just like general posts. Okay,
no, I mean,
inboxing? Nah. Okay, now I see what you're talking about. Nah, that's not the business. If you know a motherfucker married, stay out they motherfucking inbox, man. You know what I'm saying? You need to be family if you in somebody that you know is married inbox. You need to be family because all that extra shit, nah, that's not the business. I do not agree with none of that.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Dawu?
Me? Shit, I'm a whole different level. Me? If the woman married, right, and this is real talk, I'm going through it right now. I talk to a joint right now, married. But the joint I'm talking to, I knew her, like the brother said, I knew her for a long time. I know her whole family. So it's like, I know of this person. So it's like I know how to have a certain respect. You got to know how to talk. You know what I mean? You can't talk all reckless and shit. You know what I mean? You got to have a mutual respect for the woman that's married.
Yeah, but you're still talking in private. You're not talking out in the open.
No, I'm not talking in private because, like, we ain't ready to put it out there like that. You understand?
Boy.
You know, that's called
yeah,
so,
yeah.
So it's like, look, I'm not married. I've been married twice, divorced twice. You know, I married the same woman twice. You understand?
Boy.
So I've been through that marriage shit. You know what I mean? So to make a long story short, what I'm trying to say is that the girl should know what the fuck she needs to do for her husband. Now, if she jumped out there, that's on her.
Amber.
She got to deal with that. I don't have to deal with that because I'm not married. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Hey, Rue, what are your thoughts? What do you think,
yeah.
Right quick?
I mean, I'm going to give it to you from both perspectives, man. At the end of the day, man, if I'm married to somebody and shit, we ain't got no secrets. So I don't give a fuck who she talked to, what she talked to him about, or whatever and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm cool with all of that shit. You dig what I'm saying? I think adventure, excitement, fun, and all of that shit should still be a part of marriage and shit, as long as we don't got no secrets and shit. From a single motherfucker perspective, you dig what I'm saying? It's like, man, like I said before, man, life is a competition and shit. I'm not one of them dudes. I mean, I got my own little principles and guidelines. If a chick fresh with a baby, you know, some different shit, they got kids, different type of shit going on and shit, and I'm not willing to step in and be thinking of taking control of that or them responsibilities and shit, I don't fuck around. But it's like, man, if I see a nice looking chick, I ain't got no loyalty to now, motherfucker, if he ain't one of my motherfuckers, and I like her, I'm a holler. You dig what
that's
I'm saying?
Right.
And so I don't even care. You know, I'm going to shoot my shot. That's what I'm going to do because I like her. I saw something in her because of a conversation that we had. You know what I'm saying? That made me
that's
feel
right.
like we might could work together as a team to accomplish some of the things that I want to accomplish in life. Other than that, just random ass talking and shit, man. I mean, from time to time, man, females come to me for advice and shit on this and that and that and this and shit. My always, mm-hmm. my first thing always is, did you talk to your dude about this? You feel what I'm saying? A lot of the situations turn out me being cool with the dude. The one mistake a female can make if she half-ass liking me or thinking of stepping off with me to the side or something like that is once you introduce me to your dude, that's an impossibility. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because now
right.
we on speaking terms, shaking hands
that's
terms.
Right.
So anybody that I done shook hands with or spoke to, I'm not going to be dipping into the same pond that they done dipped into. I just feel like there's too many females in the world for all that. But just on some up and up, if I see a chick that she look nice, I don't care if her she'll say married, in a relationship, freshly engaged, I'm going to be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Just want to let you know that picture look nice. You know what I'm saying? And if the conversation is still from that, you know what I'm saying, whatever comes from that, or if she say something particular on a post or something, you know, I might drop through with a little bit of advice and she can come and we holler like we holler. That's just the type of dude I am, but I'm straight up. I don't play no games and I don't bullshit.
That's right.
But if I'm in a relationship and my female wanted like have like some little cool comments, I mean, man, I hope the dude say the freakiest shit he could possibly say to you because when you come in there dripping, you dig what I'm saying? I'm going to be dipping my tongue in the honey oil.
Oh,
I don't give a damn
God.
About that. You dig what I'm saying? It's like, man, do what you do. If a motherfucker tell a particular good story, we could write that down in a book or something, man. It'd be like
yeah.
that one time. You feel me? So none of that, it's like it depends on you, man, but it's like it's perspective. You know what I'm saying? Is
okay.
it cheating? If it's a secret, it's cheating.
Okay.
That's what
right.
you
I
was
have
looking
different
for.
Outlooks on this thing now. This is coming from a kind of totally different, not different, but the same. Okay.
More than inbox is on fire today.
I don't care about you messaging somebody on social media, but don't be talking about me to them if I'm married to you, because that ain't none of their goddamn business. If I don't pick
goddamn
up your third
right.
off the goddamn flow that you got two hands and you can pick up your motherfucking self and you want to tell the motherfucker how sorry I am because I won't pick up behind you. Hell no. You wrong right. like me. If you took them dirty off of her, you knew they were dirty. You should have picked them up and put them in the dirty clothes. Now
oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
go up and look at them on the floor.
Let's clarify that. I don't do the husband back. We're not going to talk about your mate. Because me personally, you know, we done had that conversation on the show. My whole thing is, man, is I don't invite nobody into my relationship. My mama,
you
my daddy,
right.
my sister, my brother, my cousin. I don't invite my
right.
priest. I don't invite my priest into that shit because once you,
you
invite them,
right.
they never get them out.
Damn
once you
right.
tell
they do that
somebody
all the time,
something bad or negative
Facebook.
About somebody, they
that's
judge
true.
Oh, yeah, but I already said that, though. See, I don't got no Facebook no more because they want too much information. But my last, one of my last little major posts is, if you get mad at me and you post, I'm single as fuck, blah, 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 you better mean that shit because I'm looking
yeah.
at
yeah, yeah, you're
that's
right.
A
okay.
That's a court document. That's a court document. We ain't together no more after that. And all of them old reposts after that post, like, I love you, boo. You know it's us, daddy, against the world. Can't nobody change us. You know how they always hate. Nah, bitch, you put your business on Facebook and shit. Now people in your business. Because there's some females out there see how good he treating you or how bad he treating you or how you
right.
talk about his penis or whatever you talk about. They're
right.
just laying a cup for you to slip up. And that go for male and female. You dig
right,
what I'm
right.
saying? I ain't got no bitch. These bitches drive me crazy. They be getting on my nerves. Blah, blah, blah. Man, it's some dude in her inbox the minute you post that. It's like your post just clearing on Facebook. It's still, what they call that shit? It's still filtering.
Right.
They already
right there
in
the inbox.
Talking
about,
hey,
boo. Yeah,
right.
for real. You know. Man, this,
right.
this 2016 motherfuckers is sending videos because chicks want to see true perspective. They don't want to see that or that angle. Dude, we try to get that like the fat girl picture. When they do that angle, like I'm really slim, that little cheek. And,
oh, they
and
do
one
that
eye.
All the time.
Yeah. you know.
Keep this
it's like, man, come on. You know, they don't want that. You
keep
know what I'm saying?
Out.
But it's like.
Go ahead, finish. My fault.
No, I was done. You know, I'm just, this the last little topic. I'm just
yeah.
talking shit,
nah,
man.
Nah, peep
you know
this out real quick, because I know you're the time. Listen, I've been dealing with Facebook for a long time, man. I'm like a social media king, dog. I fuss with social media because I believe that if I deal with social media to get my name out there, okay, I deal with it all the time. I done had faggies, faggot niggas, you hear me? They have a fuss about females, right? And I'm saying, you know, I promote females on my hip-hop page. One time I promoted a faggy. Now, I've told this motherfucker for a week. You hear me? I swear to God, it's a woman, right? Look like a woman and everything. All of a sudden, the motherfucker hit me with some taboo shit. You hear me? You told me you was a man. Yeah, this real shit. Why didn't you tell you was a man before I posted your pictures and shit? You know what I mean? Look just like a broad, dog. So Facebook will fool your ass, man. Facebook will fool you like shit.
Oh,
you know,
Lord,
so
Jesus
so
Christ.
so back what I was saying about the marriage thing, that the person I be kicking it with, I know her. You know what I mean? I know her. You know, and a lot of women, they want to express themselves because they can't talk to their husband the way they want. So they'll talk to other niggas. You know. And other niggas, you know, might give them insight or whatever. I don't know. But me, I'm a realist. It's like this.
That's right.
If you marry, I'm respect that you marry. But don't jump out there because you will get ramjacked. Plain and simple. You know what I mean?
Okay, you guys, we are wrapping up now because we are pressed for time, like all the way to the door. So I want Sergeant Rock, tell everybody how to find and follow to get a hold of you.
All right, man, you already know how I do. DJ Sergeant Rock broadcasting live 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You want to holler at me, man, hit me up on Facebook, man. Anthony space DJ Sergeant Rock space Hale, H-A-L-E, last name. You know what I'm saying? You can catch me on the book, you know what I'm saying, getting down doing my thing. You can also catch me every Tuesday and Thursday night right here on Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying, with the Boss Jet Chronicles and Cotta Mafioso and the rest of the squad, because you already know we putting it down. GHR stay trending, we stay working, and we stay lit. You know what I'm talking about. Shout out to Tweety B, the whole entire Grown Folks Business Crew, the God Hate Rule, you know what I'm saying, Dawu in the building, you know what I'm
That's
saying,
right.
This how we putting it down. And if anybody's got any new music, I'm still doing this How Black Are You project, and then yes, it is coming out. So I need some female participants, please, to give me some work, some positive conscious music, some up-tempo, soulful sample chopped up, whatever the fuck. I just need something to groove with to finish off this project. And you can send all that and your DJ drops to everything lowercase, DJ Sergeant Rock, the number 48, at gmail.com. And I'm out
of
this ugly little bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
And I can verify that.
Oh, man, you know, y'all can catch me on the block, man, dropping jewels like a clumsy nigga. <the tip. laughs>
Oh,
no, y'all can catch me on Twitter, man, you know what I'm saying, at Hey We Cootie Reborn. That's HERUKHUTIREBORN. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's happening.
I got to see your follow, but there
Tweety Bird, BYRD334. And make sure you check us out over here on Grown Folks Business every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Now, Rock, I have a submission over here from you, and I only had one attachment. Out of all those emails, it was only one song attached, and that song is The Rock. Can you tell me a little bit about this artist?
All right, this track right here, you know, since I'm a DJ and I've been rapping my whole life, you know what I'm saying, I've been hip-hop since the age of 9. I'm 44 years old. So what I make my little battle rap freestyle tracks is I try to use the beats that niggas don't use that they scared of. So I dug in the crates and found the old LL Cool J instrumental that kind of passed over everybody's head, but it didn't get past me because I always thought it was a dope track anyway. And I put the song together. It's called Decapitation, The Guillotine. And it's actually a diss track that I wrote a few years ago going at a certain black radio station down here. You know what I'm saying? I had to let them know, don't fuck with the Trill OG. You understand me? So that's all
right.
It is, just
don't
a battle rap concept.
Right now, you guys, and we will see you next Saturday. Stay warm. Come on, boys.
Five, five. could try to be like Malcolm and Martin, you still wouldn't be black. Like the skin you come in, transparent, see-through, and not your shock, cause the rock's seeing straight through you. Even kids to grown folks is tired of this shit, cause your ass is always laid by your pitch and the bitch. So to all you dick suckers who tried to count me out, you niggas is about to suffer a serious major drought, bitch. So don't you think about trying to steal. I hard killing you hoes without trying to piss. Better hold your bras back cause they iron this, cause I'm real from the door and y'all lying to hit. Peep around the corner spying and shit. You stupid low, but catch these five blows while I'm frying your shit. You just mad cause ain't nobody buying your shit. Just like a bitch throwing fits with all that wine and shit. Well, open your damn blouse and pull your skirts down. The underground block is locked right now. You don't control shit, quit hiding behind bricks. Put your life on the line and quit whining like a bitch. You never could accept defeat, nigga. Now you a grown ass man getting whacked to this beat, nigga. Don't bring your ass around me. Since you all that hard, come to the second ward and get guillotine. Head chopped off, neck chopped off, arms chopped off, leg chopped off. Cut from ear to ear, gutted from here to here. Both on the slab, now your ass is ass off. Your head chopped off, neck chopped off, your arms chopped off, your leg chopped off. Cut from ear to ear, gutted from here to here. Both on the slab, now your ass is ass off. I reckon one day you hoes will figure it out and keep these other niggas, dick suckers, out your mouth and stop kissing. Cause fighting is some gay ass shit. Stealing folks shit like you made that shit. And just when you thought your glass was in the clear eye, Houdini on your ass pop up and reappear. So I suggest you don't call. You can offer me Skrilla, but on the real, I ain't fucking with y'all. See, you clowns looking for a come up off some demographics. You really want it? Well, bitch, I'ma let you have it. You don't understand what Sarge is about. That's why I give a flap and fuck what comes out your mouth. And you can't tell me what the fuck went wrong. What happened to the dream Martin King had going on? Now you wanna separate us like the slave days, cause you scared to help your own kind get paid. Sissy boy, yellow and transparent, I'm a ghetto ass nigga and your bitch ass can't stand it. I know you asking yourself the whole time, how he doing all this without a damn dime? Well, bitch, I'm blessed even when you don't know it. You never liked me cause years of hating showed it. You wanna flunky the roll with cause you funk. The game ain't depending on you, punk. Guillotine, head chopped off, neck chopped off, arms chopped off, legs chopped off. Cut from ear to ear, cut it from here to here. Both on the slab, now your ass is ass off. Your head chopped off, your neck chopped off, your arms chopped off, and legs chopped off. Cut from ear to ear, cut it from here to here. Both on the slab, now your ass is ass off.
Ruling this game, nigga. Been ruling this game, you know what I'm talking about? Bitch, DJ Sergeant Rock back in this raglan bitch, you know what I'm talking about? This how we do it, nigga. All you hating ass bitches and hating ass niggas, man, fuck all y'all. I don't give a fuck about y'all. Y'all can suck a dinosaur dick around this raglan bitch, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, workshop for life,
and we don't give a flip flap and fuck if you hate it, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? That's my motto. Like Big Mike used to say, that's my motto, you know what I'm saying? Workshop, MCM Incorporated, Plus Entertainment, for Lower Level Music, Lost Brothers Records, Purple Panther Management, Heavyweight Management, we all in this bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Rockin' Raglass, bitch.